Engish, the show's producer. Hello, hello, and welcome to you, Charlie Nardozzi.
Well, welcome to you, Mary Engish.
I can't do much with success in the garden, but I can put together a pretty mean flower box and a window box.
Mm.
It's getting close to time to start doing that. Can you share what do we need to do and how do we do it?
Well, this time of year, of course, you go to garden centers and it's loaded with annual flowers with all the different colors of their flowers. But a lot of times we overlook the foliage of a lot of the annuals. And there are certain annuals that have really colorful, beautiful foliage that I'd like to highlight. And so the first one is coleus. Now, you know coleus has been there forever. And usually you'd get those and they would grow into huge plants and they have their little serrated pointed leaves in a couple different colors. Now it's just exploded as far as the breeding of coleus. There are coleus now that are good in full sun locations. There are full-colored coleus that are just one color. There's little-leafed coleus, big-leafed coleus, a whole bunch of them. Campfire is an orange one that I really like. Radiculus is another one. It's all red. Love that name. Marrakesh is one that has small little leaves on it that I've seen grown as a ground cover. There's another use for coleus. So there's lots of different variations and time to look at coleus in a different light. You can take cuttings from your plant too. They root really easily, so you can make lots of coleus if you have to do that too. Another one that's really nice is a subtropical bulb. That's the caladiums. And caladiums will grow up and just grown for their foliage. They either have strap-like leaves or fancy leaves, which are, look more heart-shaped. Very romantic. They have red ones and different colors, bicolored ones. And this is a great plant for a shady area, or actually does, in our climate, probably does okay with morning light, morning sun. And then you would grow these up and just enjoy them all summer in a container or in the ground. And you can bring them in like you would a dahlia and then save them and bring them back out again next year. So another nice one to have. Speaking of low-growing plants, the sweet potato vine. You've seen lots of those around in containers and in gardens. There's chartreuse ones like Sea Caroline. There's deep burgundy-colored ones like the variety Blackie. There's tri-colored versions of them too. So there's all different kinds of versions of these. And this is another one you can take cuttings of and root them easily. Use them as a ground cover in the yard. And the final one is Strobilanthes, Persian Shield. And this is one that's often overlooked because it has beautiful, pointy, serrated leaves that have like a deep purple color with silver streaks through them, and it grows into a bush. So you can get something that would be shrub-like by the end of the summer. Real beautiful plant to have in a landscape. So when you're going to buy your plants for your annual boxes or for in the gardens, take a look at some of the foliage plants out there. They're really worth looking at.
Oh, awesome. Okay, question time, Charlie. Susan writes in to say, I planted a witch hazel 2 years ago, and it's been doing well. There were buds and lots of leaves. This fall, I didn't prune, and the dead leaves are still on the branches. I pruned it a little last week. I noticed buds on the branches. Should there still be dried leaves, and is there something I should be doing now in the spring?
Well, first of all, it's great you're growing a witch hazel. You know, there's two different types. There's one that blooms in the fall, late fall, early winter, and then there's one that blooms now or actually started probably a month or so ago. And that's the one you have, of course, if you see the flower buds on it. So now is not the time to prune it. You want to wait till after it's done flowering so you can enjoy those little spider-like flowers that, by the way, are great for pollinators because they bloom so early. And as far as those brown leaves, you can snip those off anytime. So that's a horticultural phenomenon called marcescence. It's when the plant holds their dead leaves through the winter. You see it on oak trees, for example, and witch hazel is another example of that. You can simply go in and just prune those off at any time and clean them up.
Okay, if you have questions for Charlie Nardozzi, you can send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and then listen to this episode wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.